is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. More than 700,000 people don't have power right now in Puerto Rico after a hard hit from now Hurricane Ernesto. Juan Saca runs Luma Energy.
Number one concern, of course, is the wind damage, flooding, and any impact to the electric infrastructure. 32 segments at this point of transmission lines have been impacted.
Hurricane Maria severely damaged the power grid back in 2017, and this storm is not over. Michael Brennan's tracking it from the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
We're expecting a northward and then a northeastward motion over the next few days that's going to bring the center of Ernesto near or over Bermuda during the day on Saturday.
Republican vice presidential hopeful J.D. Vance is back on the campaign trail today.
We're going to take back the White House. We're going to restore American manufacturing. We're going to restore a whole country. And it's going to start right here in the state of Michigan.
But he got some backlash from the United Auto Workers Union there about Donald Trump's talk on X this week. The former president seemingly implying that labor workers could get fired for going on strike. In New York, it is now illegal to wear a mask in public on parts of Long Island. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman.
What we've seen is people using masks to shoplift, to carjack, to rob banks.
The only exceptions now will be for people with health or religious reasons. Ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Hamas are set to resume tomorrow in the Middle East amid threats of attacks from Iran and Hezbollah. But CBS's Remy Innocencio says Hamas may not show up.
Hamas saying that it's not going to talks tomorrow doesn't mean that they're actually totally pulling the plug on all negotiations. In fact, a diplomat briefed on these talks told CBS News overnight that Hamas is still open to talking with mediators if there is some kind of breakthrough.
Another gun debate in Texas, where the state's top cop is threatening legal action now over a new gun ban at the state fair.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton in a letter to the city of Dallas arguing the state fair gun ban infringes on Texas gun owners' rights because Fair Park is a government-owned property. The policy came after a shooting at last year's fair where three people were injured. State Fair Vice President Carissa Kodianis.
The Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, the San Antonio Stock Show, as well as Rodeo Austin, they have similar policies in place to ban weapons. And so we feel this is the measure that we need to put in place.
Paxton giving fair organizers 15 days to change the policy or face fines. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Mars, whose brands include M&M's and Snickers, is buying food company Kellanova, which owns big brands like Cheez-It and Pringles. The sweet and salty deal worth $30 billion. It's expected to close early next year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine leaders want to expedite a $68 million community center project to allocate federal COVID funds before year end. A city committee recently approved the plan for the King Center, which would be built near Julian Thomas Elementary. The water dispute between Racine and Mount Pleasant advanced as a Racine committee approved water service for the Pike River Crossing project. That's after a judge ordered them to consider the issue. Racine officials say utility agreements still need to be updated with promised Foxconn jobs out of the picture. Vice President Kamala Harris will hold a rally at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee Tuesday during the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Meanwhile, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance is scheduled to speak at the Police Association headquarters in Milwaukee Friday. And the DOT will have a full closure of the Highway 38 bridge over the Root River in Mount Pleasant next week. Drivers are being advised to use alternate routes like 31, Spring Street, and Memorial Drive. The closure dates are subject to weather. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Game 3 of the Brewers and Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers hoping to snap a 3-game losing streak tonight when they host the LA Dodgers again. The Dodgers winning last night 7-2. They hit 4 home runs, including one for second baseman Gavin Lux, who was drafted by the Dodgers back in 2016 out of Indian Trail High School in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Shohei Ohtani hit his 37th homer of the year. That's the most in the National League. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers back in Madison after breaking camp during a 2-week stay in Platteville. NFL, Packers getting ready ready to take on the Broncos in Denver Friday in a joint practice session. Quarterback Jordan Love.
I think it's good. Like I said, just be able to see somebody new, practice against a new team, and kind of that practice atmosphere where you get to see a lot more, and then you get to go back and break it down the film. So it's good to just be able to see new looks. You know, we've been going against our defense every day, so just be able to get a new feel on defense is always good.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today and still warm, with high temperatures making it to those low 80s, with winds out of the south gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Scattered showers and storms roll in late tonight, throughout the overnight, into tomorrow, and even for our Friday. Heavy rain brings the potential for flash flooding. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Sledge on WRJN, When a Man Loves a Woman. Can you believe that song was first improvised? It's true. Percy Sledge was working at a hospital in the daytime. He sang with a local band, the Esquires Combo, at night. One night he was performing with the combo and he was upset about a woman, a broken relationship. So they went on stage and he was so overcome with emotion, the group started playing kind of a bluesy version of a song and he just improvised that song. In Sledge's story, Quinn Ivey was at the show and approached the band about polishing it up and recording it. And so he worked on the lyrics and they recorded it very soon after.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling, not three times. arms on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you,
oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Myself, 'cause I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it could grow stronger every day. Times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No, no, oh, darling. La 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 la.
Local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. Tough night for the Brewers against the Dodgers again last night at American Family Field. One of the few highlights was this solo home run by William Contreras.
Fly ball left field. When it comes down, the Brewers are down by one. What a bomb by Contreras.
Brewers hoping to bounce back tonight. 7:10 first pitch. We'll have the pregame for you at 6:35 on WRJN.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at PaceBig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Cindy Huber, WRJN's Midday Jock and giant Elvis fan. Listen all this week to win music from the King of Cool and Rock and Roll. We here at WRJN have scoured the very finest vintage record stores to bring you Elvis in CD and vinyl for you all this week when you hear Elvis from one of his iconic movies.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Another sad day in life, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another sad night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging. Chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this down. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid.
Local news and timeless hits from Sam Cooke and another Saturday night on WRJN. He wrote that song in 1962 while he was touring with Little Richard. Of course, Cat Stevens had a very popular version of it in 1974.
Keep on, please, girl, it's baby, but I don't mind.
that so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Happy birthday to that song, I Got You, Babe, by Sonny and Cher. It was on this date in 1965. That song started a three-week run at number one on the U.S. singles charts. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Five incumbents in the Wisconsin legislature are going home after Tuesday's primaries. That's how many incumbents ran against each other under new maps. The winners are Republicans Elijah Behnke, Dan Knodel, Nate Gustafson, and John Spiros, and Democrat Dora Drake. Rebecca Cook is the winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. James Kelly reports.
Cook faced off against Katrina Shankland and Eric Wilson on Tuesday for the right to take on Congressman Derek Van Orden in the general election this November. Her campaign focused on her lived experience as a former small business owner and growing up on a dairy farm to relate to voters.
Civic Media's James Kelly reporting. Meanwhile, Republican Tony Weed won his primary in northeast Wisconsin's 8th District. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Movement was seen in the water dispute between Racine and Mount Pleasant this week. A Racine committee approved water service for the Pike River Crossing Project after a judge ordered them to consider the issue. Mount Pleasant officials assert that Racine is still denying approval for other water hookups, accusing the city of breaching utility agreements. Racine contends that the agreements should be renegotiated due to the unfulfilled economic promises from the Foxconn development. The ticket will take a trip up I-94. As Democrats gather for their national convention in Chicago, Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz plan to rally supporters in Milwaukee Tuesday. They'll be speaking at the Fiserv Forum. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance will also make his presence felt in Milwaukee, speaking at the Police Association headquarters on Friday. And the Kenosha County Fair kicks off today. It runs through Sunday in Wilmot. Folks are looking forward to the crowning of the fairest of the fair, the rides, a truck and tractor pull, and of course the demo derby. The fair lineup is at KenoshaCOFair.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
I'm
meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight, upper 60s. High tomorrow, mid-70s. A stray storm and partly sunny Friday. High upper 70s. The weekend, some lingering clouds Saturday. Sun for Sunday. Highs close to 80. Right now, it's 78 degrees.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I tucked my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man, I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that, me working for you. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, it's the five-man electrical band with Signs. We go from Signs to Gimme a Little Sign. It's Brenton Wood on WRJN.
If you do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on the body. If you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want you, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. Feeling down, wearing a frown, you be there when I look around. And just give me some kind of sign, girl, oh my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. And just give me some kind of sign, girl, oh my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl.
Thank you.
give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl.
Stones, Jumpin' Jack Flash, WRJN. Well, a woman was on a run in India when a guy started sexually harassing her. Instead of taking cover or running for police, she chased the man down, confronted him, and delivered a pretty swift kick to his body. She was a bit of a wild thing herself.
I love you. wild thing, I think you move me. But I wanna know for sure. So come on and hold me tight. You move me.
Can we listen? Local news and timeless hints are back on WRJN. There's Edison Lighthouse and Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. All right. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. As of 2018, the U.S. had 101 people who owed at least $1 million in federal student loans. How do you rack up $1 million in student loans?
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine. Open 7 days a week.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
When you were young, all you wanted in the summer was an ice cream truck to roll by. Now, you just can't wait for the Harbor Freight parking lot sale to roll around. And it'll be here this weekend. Maybe you're looking to fill up that tool chest. Maybe you're looking for a tool chest to fill up. You'll save money either way. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until August 18th, 2024, while supplies last. Limitations apply.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine, Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind.
Excitation, good vibration.
The Beach Boys on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Coming up, we've got Stuart J. Waddles in the newsroom. We've got Mike Clemens on sports. Your forecast on the way. A check of CBS News at 5. It's all coming up as we get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful?
Kenosha.